If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's get hyped. Can we get hyped at this hour, Camino?
I just want to say, good morning. I'm here.
Let's go.
It's a little too early to be that hyped, but if you don't know Rich Davis, he's shot out of a cannon. Rich Davis springs into his socks like a cartoon character. Springs right out of bed into his socks. He's live in L.A. I'm here in Jersey visiting family for the holidays, but always a pleasure to fill in for the great Dan Patrick, Camino, and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox. ¿Qué tal, vatos locos?
You sound a little hoarse. What are you, pumping your fist at New Jersey clubs? What
you
are
know,
you doing?
Back to my roots. You know, in Jersey, we don't pump our gas. We pump our fists everywhere we go. And I'll tell you what it is. You know what it is? It's like really pushing yourself to the limits, Rich, is what it is during the holidays.
Did he just say he's pushing himself to the limits?
What, an extra loaf of bread? What's going on?
What you do?
It's extra pizza, extra Taylor ham. It's, you know, extra drinking and boozing and schmoozing. It's the space between that Dave Matthews sings about of the holiday season, what we're in right now. You don't know what day it is. Some people are working. Some people are not.
No one's really working. No one's really working. The people that are working are half-assing it. They're like, yeah, I'm working, but I'm not.
Same.
Sort of going through the motions, but Covino and Rich, we push it further. You know, we're still doing our show. We're in for Dan Patrick, which is fun. We're doing our Patreon. We're doing our stuff at SiriusXM. But since I'm home and I'm visiting family, Rich, I'm also, like, catching up with this guy, hanging out with Uncle Joe, catching up with this person. And everywhere you go, it's pizza and drinking, and it's just a lot of talking.
Oh, so that's the one thing. Yeah, when you visit your hometown,
grind, bro,
or you're catching up with old school pals, it happens to anyone if you're going to your hometown, no matter where you're from. No one wants to meet up to just hang. It's like, hey, let's get a drink or let's get food. So you have like five meals a day. You meet three different people for drinks, and by the end of a long week, you're like, yo, damn, I feel bloated. I feel hungover. I feel like crap. Yo,
I'm
Lee, you're feeling me?
Really? I'm really not hungover, I'd be honest with you. You know I don't really get sloppy. I never act the fool, as they say.
You don't act the fool enough, to be honest.
Yeah. So I'm always, you know, well, I follow the wise words of Marvin Hagler, one of the boxing greats. You never let him see you sweat.
Oh, not me. If you know me, you've seen me drunk, high, everything. I put it out there.
Translation, you never let people see you act the fool because they never forget it, right? It's like you never let a woman see you cry because they lose all respect.
Yeah, but you're also the guy that never lets a woman see you when you're not, let's say, ready.
Well, Marvin Hagler said that too. Yeah, I met him one time. Never let him see you.
I don't think he said that.
Not really.
I don't think he said that. Acorn boy. Yo, Lee, you feel me or what? Lee was giving me the head nod. When you go to your hometown, it's a nightmare of seeing people.
I have stabbing pains. I'm actually in my hometown, but everybody is in town.
So visiting.
Yeah, so I've done about two lunches about 3 days in a row.
Ugh.
Lots of wings, lots of burgers. I am bloated to the max and stabbing pains all over.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't stop, and it never ends. I'm here till New Year's, Lee, and like even today, like one of my Aunt Sharon stopping by, my dad's sister, my godmother,
Sharon.
who I haven't seen in forever, and then she's coming with her husband. He's going to want to probably have an old-fashioned or something. You know, he's going to want to do something. And then I got my other buddy, Gus, driving by later, so... Again, it's just been nonstop. Not complaining at all. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining. Oh,
yeah. No, it's just what people do during the holidays, catching up with old people. I know when
I'm just stating.
Even when you go to a town where you have a buddy and there's an extra meal involved or something. We were in San Francisco for the 49ers Dolphins game. And we had a big steak dinner on Saturday night. Big steak dinner. All the appetizers, multiple overpriced cocktails. Had a great night. After the game the next day, one of my buddies that moved up to the Bay Area is like, yo, let's get a dinner. We met at Fleming's. I had another steak. Two steaks 2 days in a row. Stuff like that will make you feel like a piece of garbage.
Well, let me ask you this before we get into Derek Carr, before we talk about NFL Sunday ticket, before we talk some old school throwback Thursday when 50 hits, things that Covino and Rich do. Again, 877-99 on Fox. Happy holidays. I'm at the bar last night. Mind you, before I left, my dad came home. Again, visiting family, holidays. My dad's like, hey, I got some pizza. I'm from Union, New Jersey, so this is how things go here. I got Johnny Napkins. Johnny Napkins, very mafioso-sounding pizza place that's famous in our town, right? Yeah, I got Johnny Napkins. I'm like, well.
Johnny Napkins.
I got to have Johnny Napkins.
But how could you not?
Maybe I'll swim with the fishes, you know? I got to have Johnny Napkins.
Oh, Johnny Napkins, gabagool.
Hey, you got to have some Johnny Napkins. I'm like, all right. So I had some Johnny Napkins. Then I went out with my Uncle Joe and some friends. And Uncle Joe, we're at Sun Tavern, he's like, You gotta have Sun Tavern when you're here in Jersey.
Isn't that also pizza?
It's also pizza.
Oh my God, you're
disgusting. I know. So I'm like, I just had Johnny Napkins. Are you sure I gotta have Sun Tavern? So I tried so hard to not, but he's like, you got to. And then I did. And then once I had one, dude, that was it. And then all I wanted was one drink. That turned into two drinks. And that's going to happen again until I leave.
It's 9 a.m. by you, 6 a.m. by me, and you seem a little rough is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, I'm happy to be here.
You know, we got to be done talking about food. If someone listening what they ate or drank is sort of like listening to someone's fantasy football team.
I mean, you asked why I sound rough, and it's not because like I'm groggy and just woke up. It's because I've been nonstop since I've been here, and I'm having a great time. But I did want to ask you one question.
What's worse, meeting people for drink after drink or meeting clients or people for coffee after coffee and you've had like four coffees and you're like, oh!
I mean, that sounds like...
Have you done that where like three times in a day, maybe you went on a date and then your boss is like, let's get a cup of coffee. And you're like, damn.
I feel you like you butt-chugged some coffee this morning.
Yeah, that's how I get ready for the show.
Yeah.
I put the funnel and, you know, like the college kids do.
Rich has a funnel. Yeah. And he's loaded on caffeine. But last night, no big game on, obviously, yesterday, right? Tonight, we'll talk some Thursday night football. Rich will tell you where to put your money on your Thursday night football, Dallas at Tennessee. But last night, you go to a bar, right? And again, this is like a Sun Tavern pizza place, just a Jersey pizza bar. Food, drinks, bar.
No, I only go watch sporting events at Whole Foods. I heard Lee on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. He watches football at Whole Foods.
It was a one-time thing. I go to this Whole Foods. They got great daily specials, and I didn't feel like rocking with the crowd that day. I just wasn't feeling it.
And if you need to, you can always go down like aisle two and get like a pre-made sandwich or something, right?
Dude, it's actually pretty low-key a good spot for a sports bar.
In your defense, Lee, it doesn't seem like it's your regular routine.
No, not at all.
But you know what? It is interesting. Like, Lee says something like that. We could bust his chops and make fun of him. It could be great.
Don't log until you try it.
On paper, it sounds ridiculous.
That green juice hits hard when you're watching a Packers game.
Like, I'm thinking to myself, this guy goes to Whole Foods? I heard, and I was like all on board with Jonas when he was you know, making fun of you.
I deserve it.
Again, like most things, unless you try it, you can't really make fun of it.
But yesterday I'm there, and they still didn't have sports on, which was a little odd to me. You know, shouldn't it automatically be on sports when you go to a bar like that, or just highlights or something like that, even though there's nothing really great on?
It's bowl season.
Yeah. No, I'm serious, right?
He's
right. Just like random stuff. Like, should you have to tell the bartender that? Do you tip them less when you realize they don't have the good games on?
Well,
like,
I'm not your approach to that? I'm not the guy that's like, I'm going to tip you less. But I will say there's two places that annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that you be that way either, especially during the holiday season. But like, it's a bit aggravating. It's like, hey, can you put something on that's not like Home Shopping Network? We're at a bar.
Yeah, I feel as though...
But it's the clearance time.
There's two places that I'm fascinated when people don't know the workings of a television or the sports schedule. Number one, gyms out here in Los Angeles. I'm not making fun of our new hometown. I'm an East Coast guy. You go to any gym, New York Sports Club, Equinox, low-end, like, you know, Crunch or 24-hour, anywhere you go, high-end or low-end, there's games on. Fox Sports, ESPN, they'll even have like CBS on another TV. Like, they'll just have all the sporting events on, any game they have on. Out here in LA, they got like music videos and CNN, Fox, and like trivia on a TV.
And TMZ Sports. Or just TMZ.
Yeah,
I mean,
TMZ is on the TV. I'm like,
what
is going on?
You're so right about that, Lee. It's so weak.
Know what I love to do while I'm doing bench press? Watch Harvey Levin. And the cool black dude with dreads.
Yeah.
That's who I see at my gym.
I need him sipping his coffee to get me really fired up and motivated. You're so right about that. So, you know, just something I observed, and I observe a lot more when I'm in L.A., and I'm wondering how you handle that situation.
And, you know, not to name drop, but we're friendly with John Taffer, the guy that does Bar Rescue. And he agrees, and he says one of the biggest fails is that bar owners don't give a quick little tutorial to new bartenders and hostesses and stuff about, hey, it's Monday night. Game should be on Monday Night Football.
And know the channels.
How many times have you gone to a bar and you're like, oh, I'll just stop at the bar and watch a Dodgers game, or I'll stop at the bar and watch whatever, and it's not on a TV, and then you got to be the jerk that's like, hey, excuse me, can you put the game on this TV? And you feel like you're the inconvenience, but the reality is...
And you're Googling the network for them.
I don't know, let me see. Yeah, it's on NBC. It's Sunday Night Football. What do you think it's on?
They hand you the remote control. I've had that happen so many times.
Here, you do it. Come on. It's bars and gyms. Let's just end it there. We can move on. Get your act together.
I will say this. Since there was really nothing great on last night, I did have a great conversation with Joe. So it's nice to catch up with somebody and actually pay attention in the conversation and not be distracted by a good game. You know?
I'm so distracted.
Exactly. Well, that's what I realized. That was my observation. Guess what, guys? When there's no game on, or you're not really paying attention to a game, you can actually have a nice conversation with somebody.
It also feels
amazing.
It fills lulls, though.
It's a great lull filler.
If
you're meeting someone that you're not super comfortable with, like Lee, let's say your buddy's back in town.
No, just
in
end
LA.
It. Like Lee.
No, if you have a buddy and you're like, yeah, I haven't seen him in a few years, I don't know if I want nonstop conversation. What a great night to have a game on. Ultimate filler.
Almost went to a movie with a buddy yesterday who I was catching up with just because I was like, this is getting a little, you want to see a movie or something? I don't know.
Avatar, it's 3.5 hours.
Yeah, how you been? You been good? Yeah, you dating anyone? Oh, you're engaged? Yo, congrats. Yo, man, went to man, it's been a while since college, huh? Hey, want to go see Avatar?
That'll kill 3 hours.
Gyms, bars, restaurants, just get your act together, especially like Spot said, bowl season's here, NFL playoffs are coming up, yeah. The last couple weeks of the NFL. Hockey, NBA, you can't go to the gym. You can't go to the gym out here and assume the Lakers game is going to be on a TV at the gym. You have to ask, which is wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a bar owner, a restaurant owner, a gym owner, just a reminder to give a little heads up to the people working for you that, hey, a lot of people come here for that. Like, how many times have you been like, hey, no one's watching whatever's on this TV. Can you put the Niners game here?
Murder, She Wrote really just isn't bringing the fun.
Yeah. You have Tubi
Rest
on the TV, like my mom. The bar and my mom, the only people that have Tubi TV on whatever they're watching.
You know what? Hold that thought because we're going to talk about your mom and
my mom.
Whoa.
Yeah. And their habits, like parents' habits when it comes to TV.
It's
because,
kind of show, huh?
Like I said, the NFL Sunday ticket prices were announced, and I have a thought about that I want to share later on.
You know what? Speaking of my mom, what a perfect segue. My mom's a big Raiders fan. Marianne, she loves the Raiders so much that my brother's name is James. And part of the reason is because she loved Jim Plunkett on the Raiders. I kid you not. Jimmy!
How much did she love Jim Plunkett?
I mean,
maybe Jim Plunkett's your real dad and you don't even know it.
Dad! Big meat hooks. Big old Jim Plunkett. Papa! So, my mom's a big Raiders fan. So, I thought of her. I thought of Danny G, our producer that Lee is filling in for. By the way, Chris is here. Spotty's here. Isaac Lowenkron on the update.
Isaac Lowenkron.
And if you're a Raiders fan, you got to be confused as hell right now, right?
Can I just say on a Throwback Thursday, I was a Raiders fan growing up around junior high time.
Why, you and Ice Cube at your starter jackets?
Yeah, well, I was rocking that starter jacket really hard on a Throwback Thursday back in the day.
Just because you wear primarily silver and black because you don't like to experiment with colors doesn't mean you're a Raiders fan.
That's when I was in NWA. You don't remember that?
You know what? That is a part of your life we don't talk enough about.
I mean, let's be real. That was the most badass Raiders starter jacket back in the day.
The Raiders had so many fake fans in the 90s because of that starter jacket.
Without a doubt.
It was the best one. You got to be honest. There are a couple teams that benefited because they had cool colors. I think at one point, I think I may have even had like a Duke warm-up jacket just because it was blue, black, and white. And I was like, those are cool colors.
Did you ever hear Bill Burr's routine about how they have
Loser.
The coolest colors? And how, like, there's no way they should suck that bad with those hard-ass colors that they rock.
Oh, Bill Burr like, does a great bit on the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Raiders are so good. They're so badass. Yeah, he does the whole thing. I love Bill.
And how it makes no sense.
Well, let's talk about Derek Carr, and we'll get the phones going. Kavino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com, of course. We come to you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave.
Man Cave.
And, you know, you saw the news. Derek Carr, with his beautiful pouty eyes, he always looks like he's about to cry. And he has those blue eyes. Richie, isn't he handsome? I'm like, yes, Mom. You gonna have another kid and name him Derek? He's been the team's starting QB since 2014. You know how a lot of times, Kavino, time flies? I remember for a minute, your best example was James Harden because it felt like just yesterday he was on OKC. And then you're like, wait, how long has he been on other teams now? Time flies. Can you believe Derek Carr, eighth year as the quarterback of the Raiders?
No. Honestly, when you said that, it does feel shockingly long. I'm like, wow.
I mean, of course, take the couple years of all the COVID nonsense. Just subtract that from your life. Derek Carr's been with the team since 2014, and he will be sitting out. He's benched for the final 2 weeks of the season. And this is an interesting move because they're not saying Derek Carr is done with the Raiders and the Raiders are done with Derek Carr. In fact, they're being pretty diplomatic about it because I don't know what options they think they're going to have.
I think it's safe to say, though, that he's done, right? I mean, we could speculate, read between the lines. I'd say as a fan or just a person making an observation, it's safe to say that he's done. That's my take on this.
I mean, we thought Jimmy Garoppolo was done too, right?
Good point. I mean, but when stuff like this happens, you don't always see it like this.
We thought Correa,
every indicator that this looks done.
We thought Correa would be a Giant. We thought Correa would be a Met. We don't even know. So, like, you know, things happen. But you're right. It appears as though when he's given his, quote, 2 weeks and he agrees to step away from the team. You know what it's like? You know when someone gives their 2 weeks at a job and the job goes, yeah, you know what? Like, you don't have to come back. Scram. If you're going to be here for 2 weeks, all you're going to do is bring your negativity into the building. And Derek Carr's not that type of guy. I think the reason they don't want him in the building and he doesn't want to be there is because the guys really like him. And it would be a reminder that they did him a little dirty.
You think the Raiders said he has to sleep on the couch now? Like, is it that sort of situation?
Sleep on the couch.
And he's like, oh, can't I just come in and get my socks? I'm like, nah.
Sleep on the couch.
Sleep on the couch.
So Derek Carr is being a team guy and being like, yeah, I agree. It's best
to step
away.
By the way, what's the limit for a guy in a relationship to sleep on the couch? I know your rule, but what's the limit?
Lee, do you know my rule? Yo, Chris, do you know my rule about sleeping on the couch? I don't sleep on the couch. Yo, and this is not some machismo stance. I tell, if anytime my wife and I have ever squabbled, I'm like, listen, I'm sleeping on my bed. I love you. You love me. If we're in the middle of a squabble, I'm not.
Were you about to sing the Barney theme?
I love you. You love me. You love me. I love you. We're fighting. I'm not sleeping on the couch. You can sleep on the couch if you don't want to be next to me, but guess where I'm going to be? In my bed. It's my rule.
They're telling Derek Carr that he might have to sleep on the couch for at least 2 weeks.
All right, well, we'll talk about Derek Carr, but more importantly, Davante Adams is part of this drama, and I sort of love it because I'll give you a great Davante Adams analogy next, because I know people live for my Rich Davis analogies.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't overhype it too much.
That's going to be the best analogy of all time in sports radio. So hang tight. We'll get to that next. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning. CNR on FSR's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Shout out to everyone listening on the iHeartRadio app. I do want to say what's up to the future people checking out our podcast. And if you don't subscribe to our podcast, you're missing out. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. Subscribe for free. Leave a sweet review. And you qualify for our bribery balls, giving away bribery balls this holiday season. Some Nerf footballs, the Fox Sports Radio logo on it, Covino and Rich. If you don't want one, somebody will. It's free. So leave a nice review. We're here with Lee. He's in for Danny G. He's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We got Perfett, we got Lohenkron, and we got you. Good morning, and thanks again for being here. We're going to throw it back on a Thursday. Old school and 50 hits. Have some throwback conversations. Plus NFL Sunday ticket, but it's all about Derek Carr right now.
Oh, and Davante Adams. We're all talking about Derek Carr. The bigger Cogswell cog, the bigger cog here might actually be Davante Adams, who talked about his love for Derek Carr. Have you heard this?
Obviously, I don't think anybody was excited about it in here. you know, him being one of my really good friends, and you know, the reason why I came here in the first place. I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if he wasn't here. So there's a process of how things go, and obviously I support my guy, and you know, we got to finish the season out, you know, the best way we can possible with, you know, all things considered at this point.
Whoa. That's my guy. The reason I came here. Devontae Adams, top five receiver in the NFL. No one could argue that. Maybe top three, right? Devontae Adams leaves Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, where they were pretty much a playoff automatic for the last, what felt like decades, right? And now, the quarterback he went to go play with in Las Vegas is out? Take your 2 weeks? We don't even know if you're coming back?
Well, let's backtrack and back up a little bit. While you were eating pizza last night, stuffing your face, and having drinks, catching up with friends, like I was, you may have missed. Josh McDaniels announced that backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham is in for Carr, taking over for Carr for the last 2 weeks. They make it seem like it's this mutually agreed sort of thing. He'd step away from the team to not be a distraction. Again, they're 6-9. Carr's guaranteed $33 million. What's going on? Is he done?
I mean, they were committed to Derek Carr less than a year ago because they gave him the 3-year, 120-plus million extension. So, you know, up until this season, you know what the bummer is for the Raiders, for Raiders fans? And I do feel for them a little bit. They thought they finally had it together, right? This is a team, a franchise with a great history, but you forget that history is a long, long time ago. When you talk about John Madden, I mentioned Jim Plunkett before, and Kenny Stabler, Marcus Allen. This is not yesterday. We're talking 30, 40, 50 years ago. So we got to remember the Raiders. Yeah, they had that one run at the Super Bowl with Gruden. And they actually, no, when they lost to Gruden, if you remember the Jerry Rice, Tim Brown, Rich Gannon team, that was their only like sniff of success.
And he's had 9 years with the team. Like, so time is a flying.
So we're talking about a Raiders team where this is a franchise that probably thought, all right, we're going to get back on track. We got a new city, a sweet new stadium that looks like a giant Roomba. We got McDaniels as the coach. We got Derek Carr locked up. We got Devontae Adams. We're building this. We got Renfro. We got pieces of the puzzle here. I remember during the preseason, I'll admit it, because I'm not one of those guys that tries to hide my bad takes, because I've had some good ones too. But one of my worst ones, Vegas had the Raiders over under 8 wins. Thank God I wasn't in Las Vegas at the time, or wherever I was gambling didn't have that prop bet. I thought over 8 wins was automatic for the Raiders. I said, what's the worst case scenario? They go 9-8 or 10-7 and make the playoffs? I thought the Raiders were locked and ready to go. So this has to be an amazingly huge setback for all the fans and everyone in Vegas, and McDaniels, Carr doesn't know where he's going. Devontae Adams, if the Raiders aren't careful, Covino, he might say, yeah, I demand the trade. I don't want to be here. I came here for that guy. I left my scenario in Green Bay. I was chilling, eating cheese curds, you know, doing Lambeau leaps, hanging with Aaron Rodgers, and I left that to come here. And now you all messed it up.
For his guy, for his friend, he clearly states that, you know, he came here because of his relationship.
You know what it would be like?
Carr.
It would be like you inviting me out to a club. Let's go back to the, you know, on a throwback Thursday, let's go back to the 2000s. When you and I were single dudes.
Yeah.
You know.
I was slaying it, bro.
All right, slow down. Covino and I, single guys. That's how we became friends. We were both radio guys. We met. We're like, yo, what are you into? I'm like, I'm into sports, hot girls, and like hanging out and drinking. He's like, me too. Let's hang. That's how Covino and I became friends. So imagine us, early 20s, and you're like, yo, dude, there's this club in Jersey. Come meet me there. Every girl here is a 10. And I'm like, dude, I'm all the way on Long Island. I'm not coming to Jersey. And you're like, bro, come to Jersey. Oh! And I make the trip over the George Washington Bridge or through the Lincoln Tunnel. I get my ass to Jersey. I show up at this club. I pay the cover charge. I get into the club. I'm like, Covino, I'm here. Where are the ladies? And you're like, yeah, bro, I left that club. I'm home. Well, but I went through all this effort because I wanted to go with
you're
you. You're
my guy.
That's what Derek Carr and Devontae Adams are dealing with right now. Devontae Adams went to the club, and Derek Carr is like leaving the club.
You know what, man? it's like I've always said, Rich, and I've always said this. Sports imitates life.
You have said that.
I've always said that. Some people say art imitates. No,
you know what else you also
life.
Say a lot? You also say 27 rings and people want to punch you.
I say that sometimes when we're talking baseball.
You're a Yankees fan. I get it, though.
Yeah. So sports imitates life. It's like this. Hit it. How about, and I don't want to give up too much about my personal life, but I will because it's relatable. You know, I sort of originally moved out here to be a family man. Nicolas Cage style.
Great movie.
Especially around the holidays.
What was a better life for Nick Cage when he was with his like family in the suburbs or when he was like a rich guy with that sleek place?
Well, it depends when you ask me. If you ask me when I was a younger man, I was like, that slick place, man. Are you serious?
I remember thinking, what's the point of this movie? It's like, a great movie, but I'm like, I sort of like both of his lives. Like, you know.
So, I had a daughter.
And still do.
And still do. She lived in L.A. with her mom, and I was going back and forth like a maniac. Back and forth, just trying to make my life work, because we were working in New York.
Just to give people some insight, Covino's not full of crap. Covino and his girl were dating long distance. They had a baby. They had been together for years. Covino and I were doing SiriusXM in New York and SNY, the Mets and Jets channel. So we were doing a radio and TV show Monday through Friday. Every Friday night, Covino would take a flight to L.A., come back on the red eye Sunday, Monday. Like, we're talking this guy
for years.
Every weekend just to be a present dad.
Yeah, because, you know, my wife.
Ex was uncooperative.
My ex, you know, she had her life and career in Los Angeles. And my daughter in Los Angeles. And I had my career in New York. So I'd be going back and forth, doing my best. Finally, was able to make the move. Six years later, was finally able to make the move officially to Los Angeles. And Rich decided to come along. Spotty decided to come along. But finally, all of my life was under one roof in L.A. I said goodbye to the East Coast.
It was a good idea for our show and all of us, but yes. The reality is the catalyst was we were all New York and New Jersey guys. Covino's ex-wife and kid were out here in L.A., and we had some opportunities that said, hey, if you move to L.A., it'll be worth it. And we're like, you know what? It might be time for a change, and Covino's kid's out there.
Exactly.
So, boom, we get here.
Within 6 months. The marriage was over. I'm like, I went through all of this.
You're Devonte Adams, bro.
I came all the way here, finally. Moved my entire career to Los Angeles. Again, for fortune and glory, but also to be Nicolas Cage, the family man.
And you know what? Devonte Adams went from Green Bay to Vegas. Sort of an upgrade in lifestyle. You went from Jersey to Los Angeles. Sort of an upgrade of life.
Yeah, look. But the downside was, now that I'm finally here, you want to bounce? Are you serious? So, I mean, like I said, sports imitates life.
How does
Do
that
I
make
feel
you,
bad
how does
for
make
Adams?
You, how does it make you feel, Covino?
Well, there's a silver lining to this. Silver and black.
Silver and black lining.
You know, life moved forward. We still prospered. We ended up on TV, on ESPN. Our career was still doing well. It hit hard as far as life was concerned. But it's like Ivan Drago said, to keep it sports related.
My favorite boxer, Ivan Drago.
Yasibya. You know, everyone's sort of out for themselves, dude. As sad as that is, I know it's a team sport.
What did Drago say again?
Oh,
that's right, the closed captioning. I fight for me!
He also said, I must break you.
He did say that.
The point I'm trying to make is, although it's a team sport, and although they're probably pals, and although I had great intentions to be a family man, people got to look out for themselves sometimes. Yeah. So what's Derek Carr supposed to do? What is he supposed to do in this situation? You know, to be fair, what was my ex supposed to do? Stick around because she owed me something? Right? If she wasn't happy or she wasn't vibing, what's she supposed to do? What's Derek Carr supposed to do? Worry about Adams in this situation?
Yeah, but I'm saying, to think that a year ago, Bisaccia takes over as the coach and does well. The Raiders are 10-7. They slipped to what looks like 6-11 this year because they're 6-9, and now they're playing with Stidham against the Niners and the Chiefs, arguably a Super Bowl preview, right? So the Raiders are going to go 6-11. They're going to be four games off of last year's pace with a shiny new head coach and Davante Adams. And, you know, when you thought Derek Carr was going to come into his own with the right weapons, I just wonder, as they say a lot in the NBA, run it back. Do you run it back and say, hey, they lost a lot of close games. Let's tighten it up. A couple players here and there. Is this a team that's going to be 6-11 that next year could very well be 11-6 based on a couple close wins and maybe a couple pieces?
Easily. Look at the difference a year makes. Ask the Rams fans.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, easily could turn it around next year with the right pieces and the right people.
I think that Derek Carr's days as a Raider aren't necessarily over.
Wow.
And I say that because Davante Adams is a part of this puzzle. You can't forget, man, Davante Adams went there. He said it.
You can't force people. Like
I know.
Said, sports imitates life. You don't think I said, hey, how about we try to work this out? Sometimes people are just done, dude. You know, like, hey, I've been here 9 years.
The Raiders.
Not working.
Chris, if you could play that clip one more time, just listen to Davante Adams.
Obviously, I don't think anybody was excited about it in here.
Anybody?
You know, him being one of my really good friends, and you know the reason why I came here in the first place. I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if he wasn't if he wasn't here. So there's a process of how things go, and obviously I support my guy, and you know we got to finish this season out the best way we can possible with all things considered at this point.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. I know it's not a relationship, but it is in a way. I get it. Your relationship with the team and the organization. But if the Raiders aren't careful, this could turn into a complete rebuild where I think it could be a tweak. You know, a lot of times organizations and fans panic. Your team doesn't make the playoff. Your team doesn't go far in the playoffs. So what do they want to do? They want to blow up the team and start from scratch. I don't think the Raiders need to do that. Look at the weapons the Raiders have. Maybe a better line, maybe a couple small trades or draft picks could make the difference. This Raiders team is not far off, is what I'm saying. You know how we said that about the Lions for a while? Mm-hmm. Their record showed that they were awful. Same with the Bears. The Bears, I think, are the best, worst. The Bears are the best three-win team I've seen in years. Sometimes a team isn't that far off. And I think the Raiders are not like doomsday. I think Derek Carr, Davante Adams, Renfro, all the weapons they have on offense, Josh Jacobs, they're a playoff team in a year from now. Don't give up on the Derek Carr, Davante Adams thing because I think they're sort of a package deal. Don't be surprised if Derek.
Okay, so then explain this.
If they kick Derek Carr to the trash.
Reports,
if
why kick, have all reports
if
said
they kick
that,
Derek Carr to the trash with all your Christmas boxes and all the, wrapping paper. If they kick Carr to the trash bin, Davante Adams will not be a Raider next year. Something will happen.
Agreed. Why did they mutually agree that he'd step away from the team?
Derek Carr's
and why
dude.
Does every report say his tenure with the team is on the brink?
I don't know, man. It's a good question.
I feel like, the writing's on the wall.
877.
And it says, Covino was here. And right under that,
what does it say?
It
under
says,
that?
For a good time, call Rich's mom.
Oh!
And then right under, and right under that, it says, Carr is done.
877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts, Covino and Rich, and for Dan Patrick, what happens? We'll take a couple quick phone calls next. What happens to Davante Adams, to Derek Carr, to Josh McDaniels, to the Raiders? We'll get to that next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, normally we're on 2 p.m. on the West, Monday through Friday,
yeah.
5 p.m. on the East Coast. But they said, hey, you want to fill in and speak to millions of people? We said, absolutely.
What's up, Actually, Dan Patrick said, people?
Yeah, hey, Dan Patrick people. Absolutely.
Yep.
Love to be here on Fox Sports Radio, but be sure to subscribe to our podcast, too, for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast, but give us a call now, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's take a few last phone calls. Derek Carr, Devontae Adams. What's going to happen in Las Vegas? This is a team that thought they were close, Covino. People thought that the AFC West was going to be insane this year. Two teams have lived up to the hype. The Chargers mildly living up to the hype. Justin Herbert, you know, most solid young quarterback in the league, according to many. Kansas City does what Kansas City does. Mahomes, your boy.
Kansas City, we make great burn ends, great barbecue, and we win football games.
It's true. Thank you, Patrick.
MVP, Patrick Mahomes. And thanks, guys.
You saw what happened in Denver. Hackett fired. Russell Wilson being all, like, sad. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't deliver. Denver, stinking it up. Stinking like Gabe Lincoln. Like the great stink of 1858. And the Raiders just under-delivering. They're going to win six games. So, what is the future in Las Vegas? Are you starting from scratch? Is it like, hey, you know, we put all these, you know, ingredients in our recipe. Like we're Ben Maller with the Baba Ganoush. And all of a sudden, it didn't work out? Didn't taste good? We're starting over? Or are we going to try to... I think they need to work it out. I think you give Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh McDaniels, this whole crew...
Well, hold on. Much like a relationship, as we already established, Carr gave it 9 years. At some point, you have to realize that maybe it's not working out. That's always a tough decision to make.
Mm.
Right? At some point, you have to leave well enough alone, as the great Johnny Lawrence said.
I never know when to leave well enough alone.
Well, that's the thing, right? You never, I think it's in my instinct for sure, Rich, to never really want to give up.
You know what? I'll give you
trying.
Credit.
Gotta keep trying.
I'll give you credit.
But the truth is, maybe it just won't work out, and you're better off in another place.
You know, I will say, you're a good man, Steve Covino. I remember when you were going through your divorce, not to bring up your personal stuff, you tried your damnedest. Like, some people are quick to give up. Some people are like, yo, when is this guy going to realize it's over? Some people need, they're like, hey, it's over, man. I don't think it's over in Las Vegas by any means. And, you know, you bring up Derek Carr, 8 years since 2014. You know who his coaches were? I mean, he entered the Raiders.
Wasn't Craig T. Nelson one of his coaches?
That's
at one
how
point?
Long he's been on the Raiders. Craig T. Nelson, coach himself. The old wrestling manager, coach with the whistle. No, his coaches. Going back to 2014, Tony Sperano, Jack Del Rio, Gruden, Bisaccia, Josh McDaniels. I mean, that's a lot of coaches and systems and players coming in and out. I don't know if Derek Carr is the issue here. Let's go to Tommy in Florida. Tommy, what's up, buddy boy?
Hey, guys. First of all, you guys are doing an awesome job filling in. You guys are hilarious.
Oh, thanks,
you guys,
man.
It's a great show.
Appreciate you.
I've got two real quick comments, and then I got a theory that I think you could do an entire show on. First, receivers don't make championships teams, so if you get rid of this Adams kid, that's no big deal. Second, they're going to get rid of Carr. Here's my theory, what you do with Carr. Don't pick him up. You cannot name me a quarterback who a team, this is a hard theory, I'm going to say it as best I can. You cannot name a situation where a team drafted a quarterback, let that quarterback go, and didn't have his replacement waiting for him, and that quarterback that they let go went to another team and was successful. You can't. We have two examples just this year, Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Cutler. Guys like, you can't do it.
History proves what you're saying right. I mean, it does. Where Derek Carr goes next, history would tell you that it's not going to be a great situation, right?
And so you say, okay, well, what about Drew Brees? Well, they had Phillip Rivers. What about Peyton Manning? They had Andrew Luck. So there are plenty of cases where guys like Kurt Warner, he left, but they had Eli Manning. So there are cases where a guy like Baker Mayfield, you can take a flyer on him because they brought in Deshaun Watson, so they think he's the guy. So it's not like they're dumping this guy because he's terrible. They just think they have someone better.
It's called the DOD. Well, I'll clean it up for Fox Sports Radio.
I think you could say dong on Fox Sports Radio.
No,
right?
I'll say dude on deck. You know, even in any relationship, it's usually unlikely that someone just decides to step away. Yeah. Usually they have a replacement or someone in mind, at least.
He is correct. There is always someone on deck. Jesse in Iowa City. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, guys, just wanted to say I love the show.
Thanks, man.
And also, what if Tom Brady and Devontae Adams end up in San Francisco? That's all I got.
I'm a Niners fan. That's too much. I'll be honest. There was a moment where I wanted Tom Brady, and I was like, oh, Tom Brady to the Niners? What a great way to end it. I think Father Time's catching up with my dude, and I love TB12. I'm not a Pats fan or a Bucks fan, but I've always admired Tom Brady. He's a good NFL quarterback. I don't think he's worth chasing anymore. Sounds terrible to say, but Tom Brady's not the hot chick at the club you're chasing anymore.
No, he's not.
He's a above average, great quarterback in the NFL. The GOAT. But it's like, you know, do you want Jordan on the Wizards or do you want Jordan on the Bulls, right? I mean, I don't think the Niners are better. I don't think the Raiders are better with Tom Brady, to be honest. If I'm a Niners fan, which I am, I'm happy moving forward with Trey Lance, Garoppolo, or Purdy over Tom Brady, and I think Derek Carr is a better option than Tom Brady at this point, too. So, all right, your phone calls, your feedback. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. 877-99 on Fox, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz SUVs. More next.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.